Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 30, 2026. The Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis, and there'll be a special morning of prayer for a late Gloucester priest scheduled for Saturday. Cloudy, windy, near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:48 p.m. Salem News is reporting that, for only the second time in history, the American Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis and is asking would-be donors to act immediately to help save lives. The Red Cross defines a blood crisis as when there is less than a two-day supply of blood products on the shelf, ready to be shipped to hospitals and treatment centers, according to spokesman Jeff Hall. All blood types are needed, but the situation is especially dire for O blood, as the Red Cross is now limiting distributions of these blood products to hospitals. The supply of type O positive blood has now dropped below a one-day supply. Today's Salem News has a complete list of where and when to donate blood on the North Shore. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, a special morning of prayer will be offered this weekend for Reverend Benjamin Okwi Madu, a priest on Cape Ann who was to return to his homeland in Nigeria, a move necessary due to his expiring visa, but who died suddenly July 2. Questions continued to be asked about the circumstances of Madu's death. Michael Keith Feldman, spokesman for the office of Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker, said Tuesday a formal determination of the cause of Madu's death has not been made. While some news outlets have previously reported Madu died by suicide, the Times has not independently confirmed such reports, according to reporter Hagen. Meanwhile, members of the Catholic community of Gloucester and Rockport, the collaborative of the Cape Ann Parish's Holy Family and Our Lady of Good Voyage, continued to mourn the 54-year-old priest. The Reverend James Akadina, pastor of the Catholic community of Gloucester and Rockport, said, a special morning of prayer will take place Saturday, August 1, at Our Lady of Good Voyage, 142 Prospect Street in Gloucester, beginning with a Mass for the people starting at 9 a.m. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caitlin D. writes in the Newburyport Daily News, a local man struck by an Amazon delivery van nearly 2 years ago was awarded $56 million by a Middlesex Superior Court jury last week, according to court records. The July 22 verdict, which comes nearly 2 years after the incident, is the largest delivered by a jury anywhere in the United States against Amazon Logistics, the delivery arm of Amazon, according to Mark Breakstone of Breakstone, White & Gluck, who represented local resident Malcolm S. Carnwath, alongside Tucker Merrigan of Sweeney Merrigan Law. And itemlive.com reports, after helping secure millions of dollars for community development in Lynn, leading fundraising efforts for one of the region's largest nonprofits, and launching a capital campaign that created new employment opportunities for adults with intellectual disabilities, Jancy Chandler is taking on a new leadership role at Northeast ARC. The Marblehead resident has been named the nonprofit organization's chief development officer, where she will see over... The Marblehead resident has been named the nonprofit organization's chief development officer, where she will oversee fundraising, marketing, public relations, and volunteer services in support of Northeast ARC's mission of helping children and adults with disabilities and autism become full participants in their communities. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore. Thanks for checking in.